Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Welcome tonight. Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome, welcome, Gloria Marion. Did I say your name right, Marion? Is it Marion? Hi, Gloria. Welcome tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shandoro sobia talabo. Before going into what the Holy Spirit lay on my heart tonight, let's just pray and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. If you have your healing oil, I just felt like that and I pick up mine. If you have your healing oil tonight, you have your healing oil tonight, let it be a factor that you will be using. I was just told by the Holy Spirit, you have to understand this is a supernatural ministry and it is led by the Holy Spirit. And at any given moment, things might change because we're moving by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. And we're in a hospital. And because we're in hospital, we never know when we're going to have triage. Okay. So let's bow our heads right now and let's go before the throne of grace and let us seek mercy in the time of need. Father God, I extend my hand right now into your kingdom. And I just lay myself at the altar tonight, Lord God Almighty. And Father, if I have committed any sin, Lord God, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, your son, the second Adam, the one that doesn't have any sin. Jesus, I ask you right now to be my Lord and my Savior. Wash me in the blood of Jesus that I may be able to be clean. I come now before you in the presence of the Holy Spirit, Father God. And I said, Holy Spirit of the living God, Jesus said when he leaves, he is going to send the Comforter, and the Comforter is going to lead and guide and show us things to come. Tonight, Almighty God, I lay myself behind the altar, and I let you, Holy Spirit, come forth and do the ministering tonight. I just give you my body that you may work through my body. I am your vessel to use. So I ask you right now to clean me up from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. That way I could come strategically and I could release the Spirit of the living God upon your people. They already have the Spirit, but we join forces together tonight and we ignite. We just ignite. We just ignite and ignite. Oh, Lord God is like fire. Yeah. That liquid fire. Tonight is going to be a night of the supernatural. If you know anyone that's believing God for healing tonight, I suggest you right now, the invitation that you receive on your cell phone or on your regular phone, just transfer to that person. God is going to do supernatural miracles tonight. Lives are going to be changed tonight. In the name of Jesus, whatever you need from the Holy Father tonight, reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Touch it for your family. Touch it for your generation. Touch it for your neighbor. If you know anybody that is looking for the supernatural tonight, we are going to go into the supernatural tonight. We are going to declare war on every demonic force. We're going to declare war on every satanic kingdom. We're going to declare war because Jesus gave us the key and we have it and we have it. We have it. We have it to display. You notice tonight I come in my blue. Last night I was on Facebook Live. I think I had on blue. And tonight I was going to change my outfit and the father said blue. Blue is for healing. It's a healing. When you look in the sky, one of the holy tabernacle colors, if you look at the screen right now, you'll see the Holy Tabernacle right there. And one of the colors in there, the Father gave me blue and white. And blue is for healing. White is for cleansing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do not come to you with my words. No, I do not. I come to you tonight, and I would say in a sleeping mode, like I'm in a trance. I come tonight that the Holy Spirit can be on display. Haromokita. Shanokisha Moima. Sharama Resurrection power. Resurrection power. Resurrection power. Ayamakoraba. What does Galatians 2:20 say? What is Galatians 2:20? Kingdom is so too. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. There is going to be an onslaught in the enemy's camp. There is going to be a massive assault in the enemy's kingdom. Resurrection power. Do you hear me, Gloria? Resurrection power. Look in my eyes. Resurrection power. Let the Spirit of God come over you. Let the Spirit of God saturate you. Let the Spirit of God come forth and let the power of the Holy Spirit ignite you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Put your hand up now and receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That anointing that comes forth to change, to tear down mark, to diminish the enemy out of your life. You have children? Shake your head if you do. How many? Two or three? One. You were going to have two? You were going to have two, yeah? And one of them died? In the name of Jesus. So that's why I was seeing two babies in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I come and I stand with your daughter, Gloria, tonight. And I roll about the curtains in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say, Satan, you must obey. I want you to put your hand on your belly. If you have that anointing oil, I want you to take that oil. Oof. I want you to take a little bit and I want you to put it and make the sign of the cross over your belly. In the name of Jesus. Hayukoshi, my mama. This is not the work of a man. Men can't do this. This is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, put your hand there now. Go now, Holy Spirit. Minister. Minister now. One. Two. And when I say three, I want you to just say Jesus on the top of your voice. So one, two, three, say Jesus. Yes, there you go. Deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. That's the anointing that comes, Gloria, to break yoke. And you needed that tonight, amen. So you go with freedom. You go with joy. And you go with peace. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we praise you. We worship you. And we adore you. In the name of Jesus, I hide myself now behind the cross. And I let you now come forward. There is favor. You hear me, favor? Favor is at your door. And the word say favor signifies you, favor. Even though that's not your name, you call yourself that. And the Spirit of God is saying, favor is at your door. So when you go out tomorrow, or even if you choose to go out tonight, you're actually welcoming favor in your home. God, unmerited favor, supernatural wealth and health run after you and overshadow you and overtake you. Now the blessings of the Lord run after you now. Let the blessings of the Lord overshadow you now. Favor bestowed from on high. Father, I stand in agreement. It's your daughter to stay. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I do thank you this day for the supernatural. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I worship you. I give you the highest praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord God, Lord God, your word declare that by your stripes we are healed. Lord God, when you went on the cross, you died that we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. Welcome, daughter. How mommy love you. How you doing, sweetheart? Welcome. You had a busy day today, Keisha. Yeah, well, I know, I see that. Your day was very busy today. Well, what you got to do is just relax and just breathe in and just rest. And just rest and just relax. And every single thing, it's going to be okay. Every single thing is going to be all right. The Father do not want you to sweat the small stuff. He said, if you just trust me, if you just roll everything over to me. I was talking about favor just now. He said, you'll see favor also. Because you're believing God for great stuff. And he said, you remember Daniel? Daniel prayed. Daniel prayed, and effective immediately, Daniel was everything that he prayed for. He had the answer right there. But because Daniel didn't see it, he figured more or less he didn't get it. But the father is saying, Hebrews is your action. Hebrews, everything that Hebrews talk about. Faith come by hearing, Hebrews 11, right? Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And when you go down to the archive, when you go all the way down and you see every single person who believed God, even Sarai, name change over to Sarah. She laughed. How could I have a baby in this old age? There's no way I could have a baby. Everything in me is dried up. But God, we serve a supernatural God, a God that knows how to entertain, a God that knows how to move mountains, a God that knows how to roll back carpet, a God that knows how to shake the heavens because it's already shaken, but you just got to see it. And he's telling you, it is all ready. Dear, think about the raven when Noah was in the ark and he sent it out and he go out and it comes back. Water was still on the land. Go out, come back. Water was still on the land. Go out, come back. Water was still. But on that day, when it was dry land, I bet you Moses was, I bet you Noah was expecting. I said, no, but it's not Noah, it's not Moses, it's Noah. I bet you Noah was expecting that bird or what you want to call it to come back. The dove, the raven, whatever you want to call it, whatever your Bible said it is. I bet you was expecting it to come back. Because he was anticipating that there was still water. But there weren't no water, there were dry land. So we got to get out of our comfort zone and go over to our dry land. See, when you're doing interpretations in the Bible, you can interpret it by the Holy Spirit. You can interpret it by the Holy Spirit. Like you go to the hospital and you're in some serious, you need a doctor real bad. And what the doctor used for somebody, even the second before you get there, it may not work for you. So what he had to do? He either have to go into his manual, or he have to go back and say, you know what? This is what the manual say. I tried it on that person. Didn't work. It's not working on you. So I'm just gonna follow my heart. Same concept. Same concept. Trust God and live. Speak favor over your doorpost. People are going to bring stuff to you. Finance is going to run after you. You hear me, that favor? I'm talking favor plus another favor. Anybody want to hold on to it? The supernatural is going to be this play. Write it down. I have a lot of people that when they come in contact with me, when they come in contact, they write things down. And when they come back to me, some may say Auntie Joyce, because you know Jamaican people have pet name. Some may say Pastor Ruth, you know, or they may say Prophetess Ruth, whatever they want to call me, it doesn't matter. Dog, puss, cat, it doesn't matter. So long as they address me. Dog, puss, cat, it doesn't matter. I'm not here to entertain. I could be a dog, I could be a puss, I could be a cat. It does not really matter, dog, puss, cat. I'm serious. I don't really care. You have to know you're in your knower that you have been called, appointed, and my God, anointed. Hashoramungo. You have to know that he has called you out of your mama's womb for a purpose. Even if your mama and your daddy didn't want you, even if you were a throwaway, you have to know, my God, that you're here for such a time as this. So here we go in the hospital. Here we go laying up on the bed. And Dr. D come in and said, I can't do anything for you. I read something in one of the ministry that I'm a part of in CORE, where this one, a nurse was last week, because it was last week, this nurse. I think I must have read it this week because today's what? Today's Wednesday. I think I read it either this week or the end of the week. And the man was dying. Actually dying. And she felt led to pray. And she prayed. And the man come back to life. That happened to me in Connecticut. I was in a hospital with one of my friends, one of my daughter, my spiritual daughter. And when I walk out of the room, I look to my left, and there was my regular natural daughter, Trisha's godmother, standing at the corner. And I said, what are you doing here? And she said, didn't you not hear about what son? They had a car accident over there in West Hartford. Three of them died, and they have one more person. They get ready to take him off life support. And I'm like, no, because the mother and I was not that close. So I don't really. So I said, no. And she said, they get ready to take him off of life support. And I said to her, can I go in and pray? I went in, and let me tell you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I went into that room at St. Francis Hospital, and I went over to him, and he was laying in the bed. His head was like back this, and I went up to him, and I called him back to life. And the young man jumped. He's on life support. They get ready to take him. I didn't jump like this. He is living now. He's alive, and he lives in Orlando. But I'm the kind of person that I'm an undercover cop. I didn't go run behind him and try to, oh my God. No, I didn't do that. No. The Father did that. Let him give God glory. I was only a vessel. I raised the dead through Jesus Christ. I was in Enfield, Connecticut. And this one girl, her cousin have a baby. And I was going to Manchester, and the girl called me, young girl called and said, the girl just have a baby. And the baby eat the fetus. The baby dying. And I pulled my car over. I don't know anything else. But I'm praying to the God of Jehovah, the God that knows how to heal. Pulled my car over. And I started speaking in tongues and just binding up the enemy. And I said, what time it is? And it was after 12. The next day, little Jennifer come over to my house. My little girl come to my house. I said, how is your cousin? The baby live. In Field, Connecticut. I'm not making this thing up. The baby lived. Those days, I didn't have money. I didn't have 1 cent to rub together more than so. So the mother want me to be a part of the child's life. And when the child get ready to go to practice preschool, I was supposed to go meet the baby, and my car broke down. His name is Toby. Kobe's name is. I was supposed to go meet him in Enfield, Connecticut. But my car broke down. The mother must have think I don't really care. But I did, but I couldn't go. Brought the baby back to life. There's a lot of parents and people that I prayed for that are barren, they can't have babies, and they end up having babies. I strongly believe, without a shadow of a doubt, the reason why that happened is because I couldn't have kids. And God gave me five, two of them died, and I have three left. Strongly believe that. I strongly believe that. So when I see people that can't have baby and they start talking, I just bind up the spirit of barrenness, and people get pregnant. Not one, not two, not three. A lot of people. So he called me into the healing business. He called me into the deliverance business. He called me into the love business. I may not love her every day because I'm a no nonsense. Do not mess with me because I ain't playing. That's just how I roll. That's just the kind of people person that I am. I can't. I'm not nice. I'm not a nice. I'm not gonna come over there and say the sky is blue and it's black. I'm gonna tell you exactly how I feel, and I keep on moving. Everybody do things differently. Everybody minister differently. This is not a one man show. This is a Jesus thing. We sitting over here crying and bawling and carrying on. You see what they're doing in this country right now? We need to be healed. We need to go tell the nation that Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus is coming. You can't, I mean, they said it's going to get worse. Oh my God, what we seeing going on right now? Killing all these babies right now at the DNC tonight, right now over there tonight, they have an abortion clinic outside. 25 babies already dead. And if a man want to mess with his parts, they could do it right there and then. This is not no time to be playing no church for nobody. This is not time for church business. I don't have no time for church building. I got time for me. I am the church. Jesus Christ live and reign inside of me. And I don't care who like me from who don't. I am called, I'm assigned for kingdom business. And I don't care. You don't have to like me because I ain't begging you nothing. And if people can come to the border and getting free food, oh, I could be jacked up as a border connection too. I could go down there and act like I'm just coming to the border and let them lock me up. They may send me back to Jamaica, but what the use? What the big deal? I got bed down there. Before I didn't have no bed, but now I got bed because my daddy and my mama died and left me some bed. So now I could go down there and I could spread out. And got bed. So it doesn't matter where I run to. I'm still gonna have me some bed. When I was growing up, never had no bed. My daddy fling me off, throw me off, let me get rape, gang rape, all kind of rape. Ain't got a place to sleep. But now if I go back to Jamaica, let me tell you something. I got me a bed to sleep up in. Oh yeah, I'm gonna have me some food too. Because there's 11 bedrooms down there now. So I could go down there and jack somebody up and say, we're gonna rent some of these rooms. You understand me? Because we're not gonna die for hunger. We ain't gonna be hungry. I'm saying all of this to let you know, let's get healing. I gotta be healed. All last week, I went to Sonia's house. She's not online tonight. She got some other engagement. All last week. See, yeah, he even got caught up in my nose. For the past, I went to that girl house, went to go bury the dead. The Bible said, let the dead bury the dead. So maybe they want to bury me. I don't know. But I went to my daughter's house and I come back and I can't eat a 7 or 11. I can't tell her that I had COVID. I'm not going to say that. But I come back here and it was not nice. It was not nice. Thank God for garlic, ginger, turmeric and all them other good stuff. My husband got a touch of it, and the man act like Superman. I said, Kenan, how you doing? I'm a soldier. I'm like, you doggone right. I'm gonna have to act like this man when the going is not going. I better get going. I said, how you doing? And he's over there wiping his nose, and he's saying, I'm a soldier. And I'm like, what? And as soon as something touched me, I'm over here bawling, I care not. And I'm living with a soldier. I have to get to know Jesus Christ. I have to be healed. I have to be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Father said, tonight is a night of healing. We're here tonight. And we're coming together. Do you hear me, lady? Electric lady over there? You hear me? Put your hand up and praise him. Yeah, praise him. I love you too. Praise him. Praise him in the snow. Praise him in the water. Praise him in the night. Praise him in the morning. Praise him. Give him praise. Give him praise. The supernatural, let it run after you. Let it overshadow you. Let it take you. Let your kingdom be built. Makoreya. Yes, praise him in the evening. Praise him. Let the word come out of your belly. Let the power of praise be ignited from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Praise him. Praise him even when you don't have a cup. Praise him when you don't even have spread. Praise him when you don't have nothing. Praise him. Do like David and dance out of your clothes tonight in the name of Jesus. Dance like David, dance. Kumbalamosiki. Kishokona, dance in the name of Jesus. Dance. Let cancer go in the name of Jesus. Let sugar diabetes go in the name of Jesus. Let high blood pressure go in the name of Jesus. Let pain in the body, no matter where it is, let it go in Jesus' name. Eyesight, come back in the mighty name of Jesus. Hearing in the mighty name of Jesus. You got some problem with your hearing? Put your hand on your ears. Put your hand on your left ears. Put your hand on your right. Whatever, wherever, pull it out. Pull it out. Bind up dumb spirit. Bind it up in Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let me tell you something. Somebody here loves to tell lies. Well, let me tell you something. Just time to repent. Just time to repent. Just time to repent and ask God to forgive you. If you're a liar, ask God to forgive you. If you're an overeater, ask God to forgive you. If you love food like I love food, ask God to forgive you. Oh, you know what? I'm doing good. I've been doing good. I've been behaving myself. All them dumplings, them Jamaican dumplings that I like, oh, I put them on the back burner. If I used to have two or three, oh my God, I have to believe God to have two. I am doing better. The Holy Spirit, it's teaching me how to do better because I have to be able to move like a gig. When I go out there, I'm supposed to be able to move my head, my hands, my toes, my nose, my every part of me need to know how to move. I need to know how to rock with the enemy. I need to know how to fall back with the enemy. I need to know how to move it. I need to know how to stand up. I need to know how to go to Africa. Look, I need to know how to go to Africa in the spirit. I need to know how to go to Jamaica in the spirit and cast out these demons. Let me tell you something. I don't know about nobody, but I need to know how to cast demons out. Get out and get out. Simple. That's just that. No, when I show up, hey, my husband and I, we leave from Connecticut and we come down here. And I was living with my husband's mom, and she died. And in Florida, it's a different, Florida is an all different workable animal. Okay, the man don't nothing but my mother-in-law's stuff. He's a hitchhiker. So he don't come down here, take all our stuff in Florida, even though if you have a will. Even if you have stuff, what you call it? I forgot what you put our stuff in. That one that they said people can't touch your stuff, that's a lie. Because the man went and he went and he challenged his stuff. And we had to move. Oh my God. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. God is a good God. God is a God That's more than enough. He knows how to open doors, and he knows how to close doors. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is real. No matter what the enemy tries to do, no matter how the enemy tries to slice, no matter how the enemy tries to dissect, you have kingdom and you have authority over every unclean spirit. I remember one night I was sitting in the living room in Orlando, and the man was laying down in the on the couch, and I got up to walk past him, and he started screaming, "Yeah!" And I'm like, "Dang!" And all of a sudden, the hair in my hand starts standing up. I went to my husband in the back room. I said, "Did you hear that?" He said, "No." The time my daughter was living with us, I said, "I wonder if Trisha hear that." He said, "No, because Trisha TV might be on." And I went in the bathroom. And I said, "Holy Father, what was that?" And he said, "You remember when the man in the tomb with all those spirits? And when Jesus showed up, he said, 'Why do you come to torment me before the time?' That was the anointing on my life. And when I went past, them demons start screaming. Look, ask God to anoint you. Ask God to open up your eyes. Ask God to ask God. Ask Him to open up your eyesight. Ask God to give you information. There's a lot of people out there who doesn't want you to make it. Ask God to bring them in your eyesight so you can be able to see them. And you can know what's going on. He can give you discernment. You see, you must covet the best gift. Don't go around. Look, man, let me look. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're not getting this. Maybe it's too late. Maybe it's 8:09 and I got to go. Isn't that, maybe that's what it is. You have to understand. You need the anointing on your life. The Satan is not playing games. He is for real. He's a spirit. And he come and he's using people. And in order for you to get rid of him for a season, because he's gonna come back, you have to have the word of God. You have to have the anointing of God in your life. You have to have that fire. Some of these things are not witchcraft. Some of these things are disobedience. I know people go to their bed. I know people hear things and they hear voices. But I will tell you one thing. You start walking in God's laws. You start walking for Jesus and see if the enemy don't have to flee. How you spell your name, Shohana?
Shoshana.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Hey, now see that? You see, I would have been gone to jail trying to pronounce that name, Shoshana. Shoshana. Okay, so. So there you go, so okay, so that means you got it. So whatever you need, you already got it. So, and you in Hosanna because you're in the highest. So when your mama was giving you that name, that lady wasn't, she think she wasn't making any sense. So it's all done. You got the wraps. It's all taken care of. It's done. It is done. You like to write books?
Well, I'm a teacher, so a lot of that, yes.
Oh my God, that's why. Look, let me tell you. I see like smoke coming out of the brain. That's why I actively like to write books. Oh my God. Intelligent, huh? But let me tell you something. So you want to be the director. You want to be able to be in charge of like leadership in the area that you're in, that you can be able to give strategic advice and be able to rule the area that you're in, correct?
Yes. Coaching and mentoring, but yes.
Yeah. So how long you been a teacher now? 5 years, 4 years, 6 years?
This is my fourth year.
Okay. So you see how the Holy Spirit is very strategic?
You said, do I believe that?
I said, you see how the Holy Spirit is very strategic?
Very much so. Yes, I do
Yeah.
believe. I do believe that. Yes.
Yeah, that's what the Holy Spirit is. So we're gonna pray tonight, okay? And he said it so. He said it so. There's one accreditation that you need. Which one do you need? What's the name of the accreditation that
I
you need?
do. Listen, I'm in liberal arts for a math. So here's the funny story. My degree is not conferred, but I've been educating for 4 years. So my degree is in liberal arts, but I've been teaching English, social studies, and science. I've been doing everything that a teacher does, but I have to get my certification to move from conditioned to fully certified. And so God is pushing me not just to be
Okay, so wait a minute,
certified
wait a minute, wait a
barely.
minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Value to your financial life by being a financial guide.
So when you're doing your studies or when you're taking your tests, when you're taking tests, it's kind of your brain like you get brain fog. Okay. Right here, it's feel like it gets kind of heavy and it may you may study and when you're studying and it just like brain fog, right? So tonight we're gonna believe God that that fog just leave. Now when you go back and take the test, even though it may so slow, say you go in and say you gotta say, say you gotta get 85. You may end up with an 83 or an 82. Very close, but no cigar, right? That's what people said. Very close, but no cigar, even though we don't smoke. But that's just a saying, correct? So we're going to put our hand on your head. You got your anointing oil? You got your oil?
I do. I'm gonna go run and get it off my stand. Give me 1 second.
Okay, go ahead and get Sharaman kola bositi le Rimango Rimangi
Okay, I got it.
Got it. Okay, so I want you to right here, it's right here, okay? You have tension. You got very bad tension right here. Now, you know, when you're taking your test, it's just like, I want you to make the sign of the cross right there. Yeah, right there. Right there. I want you to continue making the sign of the cross. And what I'm going to do for a point of contact with you, just an agreement with you right now, I'm going to make the same sign of the cross on my forehead, okay? We believe in God for the supernatural tonight. So now I want you to place your hand like this over your forehead right now, like this. Just like this, like I have it, just like that. See what I did? I have it like this. Okay? And I'm going to pray. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit just to remove that tension that when you get ready to take your test, that everything that you study, you spend time studying. You just don't go and take it cold turkey. Okay? That's not going to work. You study, okay? The Bible says study to show thyself approved. That's what a good workman does. So you're gonna study, and you're saying, "Oh my God, why don't you just keep going?" Okay, I'm going by what the Holy Ghost is saying. Okay, all right. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you this day. We thank you for this connection. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that in the name of Jesus Christ, that Father, you know your daughter by name. You call her out of her mother's womb by name for a purpose and for a plan. Tonight, I come in agreement based on your word, based on the information that you have given. I remove every blockage by the Spirit now in Jesus' name. Father God, that heaviness that's on the facial part of her head, that when she get ready to her test and the confusion, we break it and we bind it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. This day, this time next year, she is going to rejoice. Yeah, she's going to rejoice. And then, Father, you're going to set her on high. for the things that she wants to do. Take your hand off. We do thank you, Father. We do praise you, Father. We thank you for her finances, that you will teach her how to have wisdom in that area. You know, the book of Proverbs, let's start you reading the book of Proverbs, okay? Let it be your ultimate guide. Let it be your guideline. It says, wisdom is the ultimate thing. And not only that, when you get wisdom, get understanding. So you need to know, you need to have wisdom how to apply your money. You really don't really need anything right now. You just need enough to take care of your business, your bills, okay? You don't need to go out and buy any more Gucci pocketbooks, any big time shoes. You just don't need that anymore. You got enough, okay? I used to have a friend, my Indian friend. We had a Hartford. Favor, you know that. She got a blue pants, a black pants, and a brown pants. Okay. And she coordinated with some nice, expensive black shirt. Yeah, I'm serious. And every single day, she changed the outfit. We have this place in Connecticut, they used to name G Fox, one of those big time stores, G Fox. And that's where she bought her outfit. Nice quality, but she only had three. No joke. You don't even know she have anything. Her husband drive her to work in a jalopy. Oh my God, when it comes to the door, you'd be like, what's wrong with these people? That lady started talking to me one day, and she said she have a house. And I was telling her how, how to go ahead and get second mortgage, because she said she wanted to get another house. And I was just giving her, small talk, and she went and did it. So it come now that she wants me to come to see her house, and she invited people to come and see her house. You remember that lady that we didn't have anything? We went to her house, honey, in the 80s, and the doorbell was talking. Hello, the doorbell was, when the doorbell ring, the doorbell talked. Welcome to the one of her name house. And I'm like, Dad, when you look in their driveway, their Sunday car, they got a Cadillac. I'm saying all of this. You don't have to live like the Jones. But then people have wisdom. And every single day she come to work, the same, I think it's 1% milk on her food. It is serious. You got to read Proverbs. You got to get to understand, study wisdom. And then when you get your wisdom, you have to have the understanding how to go about applying that wisdom. Very, very important. It's going to get you out of some stuff, like out of debt. That's what I'm saying. It's going to get you. Wow. Bring up that. It's gonna bring everything out of credit. Your credit, if you want to go up, oh, it's gonna. Oh, you start doing this. The Holy Spirit said to do that. This time next year, when I see you again, when you come back, or whenever I see you, you're gonna be, oh my God, that's what's gonna happen. You're getting information from the Holy Spirit. I don't know this. I don't even know if I ever met. Have I ever met you, talked to you? I don't even know. I mean, they have this man named Peter Popoff one time. They were putting stuff in his ears. Okay. He was a minister. He said he was doing healing. And but he was lying. Well, see, I don't have none in my ears. I ain't lying about nothing. I follow the Holy Ghost. I'm a woman that walked by the Spirit. And try to live by the Spirit. He has called me to work in the Spirit. And in order for me to know what's going on in the Spirit, I have to be able to hook up with the Holy Spirit. And I have to let the Holy Spirit be in charge of everything. Not you, not me. We nothing. Nothing at all. I could go to bed tonight and tomorrow morning here on Facebook, however, that I'm dead. Jesus is alive. And he's just looking for a vessel. And it so happened that I'm just that vessel tonight. You can be his vessel also. This is not a one-man show. Don't listen to these preachers talking about they got this and they got it. They ain't got nothing. Lying crap. They ain't got a thing. And don't give nobody no money. If they're telling you, oh, you have to pay for coming down a $100 line, they better get out of my face. Oh, yeah, my $100 is supposed to be buying me some chicken. And I'm trying to stay away from food. So therefore, I ain't gonna be talking to nobody. I'm not saying when I go and when I minister, don't get me wrong now. Because when I go to the hotels to minister, I have to pay for the hotel. It's not cheap and it's not free. And my social security that I'm getting, I can't take all my social security money. So therefore, you got to give an offering. But if you ever see me down there talking about you come down here and give $100 or $50 or a $100 line, you better call for the casket because I'm going to be dead. Simple. We just got to be real. So, Marie, they're trying to jack you up, huh? I'm leaving tomorrow, Marie, so you don't want me talking about this. So I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to pray about it. I want you to know, Marie, our scripture is going to be Matthew 18. Matthew 18. Marie, you're hearing me, okay? Matthew 18, 18 to 20. I'm trusting God with you. I'm gonna write it down. This is for you, Marie. This is for Matthew 18, 18 to 20. Let me get a piece of paper. Marie, they trying to take your job from you. But you gotta stand in the gap. What time is it? It's 8:23. P.m. Marie. Matthew 18, 18. 18 to 20.
Okay.
There you go, like, I didn't know that. Okay, sorry. Okay, sorry. Anybody that's believing God for a job, I'm gonna believe God with you for that. This is gonna be my assignment. Is it gonna be the same Matthew 18, 18? Yeah. That mean we're just gonna use one scripture? Okay. What about Matthew 16:19? Okay. He said he's gonna give us the keys to the kingdom, which he already said he did. All about Genesis 1:31. Everything that he created is very good. So we have a very good. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you this day. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Let me see your face, Joyce. Let me see your face, Joyce Ross. Let me just see your face. I can't see it at all. How are you today? All right. Here is my number. I want you to text me. Are you using your phone to be online, Joyce? Okay. Well, I'm write my number down, 413. Because it's very simple. I just can't talk about what's going on with you right now, okay? Three. Get a pencil, write it down. 240-8051. 413-240-8051. Okay, it's serious what's going on over your area. Let me ask you something, Joyce. Did you go to the doctor? Yes. So we're going to believe God, okay? Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, right? Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Can you hear me?
I can send it to her mom. I'll send her your recorder.
Yeah. And I want you, daughter, to pray for her, okay? I want you, daughter, to stand in the gap with me for her, okay? She's a very private person, okay? Very, very private, okay? And when the Spirit of God talks to me about individual, and when it says something about privacy, I just can't go any further because it's not me. So I may not remember what's going on tonight because I'm under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So that's why I have to write it down, that in case we're going to communicate again, I basically have some information, okay? Private health. My daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to fast, okay? I want you to spend some time fasting. It doesn't have to be all day fasting for her, okay? She's a part of your congregation.
Yes, she's a part of the women's ministry,
Okay, all right.
and she is a previous late member also.
What I want you to do, I want you to fast for her for 3 days. Because what happened is I'm gonna be with you, but because I'm leaving, I'm not gonna be able to talk to you. You understand me? So effective immediately, starting tomorrow, you have to have, this is gonna be starting tomorrow.
I just took you off of mute. I walked away from my job. So, are you able to hear me?
Oh, I could hear you now, darling. But
Okay.
we're not gonna discuss what you want to, because you don't want anybody to be in your business.
Yeah.
You want your stuff to be private. So because of that, we're doing your stuff strategically, okay? My
Yeah.
daughter, well, she's supposed to be fasting, and she's supposed to start tomorrow. She could pick the time, right? It doesn't have to be a 12-hour fast, a 24-hour fast. It could be like, say, you could fast candy. You like sugar? You fast sugar. You like a lot of drink? Whatever. You're just omitting yourself from something. Okay? All right? So that means it's a partial fast. Okay? Because she's already fasting. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
She's already looking for answers. You understand what I'm saying? And you're only going to be a backup to her answer. Okay?
Jesus.
So you just want to be a backup to her answer. That's a backup. And she need a backup because she's saying she's weak and she can't take it because she said she's weak.
Ooh, Jesus.
There you go. There goes some strength right there, honey. You got
some
strength.
Ooh, Jesus.
You got some strength. You got some strength. You got some strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, strength in the body.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, put your hand over your belly. Put your hand over your belly. There you go. That supernatural strength coming in you right now.
Thank you.
There you go.
Ooh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There you go. That's it,
yes,
right.
Thank you.
That's it right there. That's it right there. That's it right there. Yes, Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank
yes, Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Ooh,
glory to God. Even your face are changing. Even your face.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
jeez. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Oh, thank you. Oh, glory, 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 glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Ooh, thank you. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus.
I will stand with you, honey. I will stand with you, okay? I will stand with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will stand with you. And remember, no, my name is Ruth Elizabeth. But we are trusting God, okay?
Yes.
We're trusting God for everything, all right?
Yes. Thank you,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The name that is above every single name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we just thank you that we are structured right now for greatness.
Thank you,
Jesus. We are structured right now for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We are structured right now for his power. Yea, though we walk to the valley, we will fear no evil. For you with us all days, all night. You're a good God. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly. What I want for you to, guys, tonight, for you to do for me is to pray for me. Put me at the foot of the cross. Leave me at the altar. And while you're praying for me, pray for yourself. Let us join forces and come against the enemy to knock him out. On the sound of my voice, let the fire come forth. Let it roll out of our belly. Let us be designed for kingdom building. Sando. Remungo. Shisati kutibai. Go now, Lord Jesus, into the homes. And saturate. I pray. Move now, every single stumbling block out of their way. And give them, Father, power from on high. I use the oil to put over my eyes, God. And I thank you. that you're letting me see in the supernatural. I put it on my tongue. It represents the Holy Spirit. And let me speak only what you want me to speak. Let me say, Lord God, only what you want me to say. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for using my body. I thank you for using your children on the line. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. In the name that is above every single name. Father, I thank you. Father, I praise you. Father, I adore you. Father, I thank you for loving me and for loving all of us. I thank you, Father. I thank you. Give us quiet and peaceful sleep tonight. Let your angels come and surround us, I pray. As we lift our hands to you tonight, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come now. And saturate. Come now and illuminate. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come now. I bow before you. Let your water come. Come and wash us. Come and cleanse us as I pray. Touch now from the inside and let it come out. Let your anointing flow. This day I pray. And as I lay my hands down, let it be like we're sleeping in your arms this day. I pray. Remove now every single stumbling block out of our way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you, Lord, and I thank you for taking good care of me. I thank you for taking care of your children. Lord, I thank you. Where would I be if it wasn't for you? Where would I be, I pray? Lord God, I thank you this day. Amen. and amen. I want to thank you guys for being on the call tonight. I just love you guys so much. I thank you for believing in me to come and spend that hour and 12 minutes, I think, with me to stay. I pray that God will just touch you and you will feel his presence and know that he's real. They have a song that say, and I'm not a singer, but it says, my God is real within my soul. My God is real, cause he has cleansed and made me whole. His love for me, hallelujah. It's more than gold. My God is real, cause he is cleansed and make me whole. Thank you. Keep us in your prayers. We're leaving, so just keep us in our prayers. May God watch over you guys. It was supernatural run after you guys. Bless you guys. I love you guys. His love for me is more than gold. My God is real. The sea is cleansed. And he is made me whole. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. As I lift my voice, worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. My King, what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Good night, everyone.